Continue. So from just wanna thank God to open our eyes so we can see, open our ears so we can hear what does this say, the Spirit of the Living God. I thank you, Lord. I worship and adore you today. In Jesus' name, amen. So from Luke 1 to 16, it says, to prepare to witness, to tell people about your faith, anytime, any place, anywhere, through God's guidance, where He wants you to carry it. From Luke 3 to 6, it talks about the viewpoint. So I just want to say, go your way. Behold, I send forth you as lamb amongst wolves. Carry neither purse nor scripts nor shoes, nor salute no man by the way, and into whatsoever house ye enter, first say, peace be to this house. For peace be to this house. So I say, as I go through this scripture, Luke chapter 10, and I came upon this scripture, verse 5. When you go to a house, you must first salute the house, saying, peace be to the house. So anywhere you go, I encourage you to apply this scripture. And it says that if the peace is not there, then the peace will return unto you. So for you new believers and to myself, you must first prophesy peace when you're entering into any house. Amen. So then verse 6 says, and if the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. If not, it shall return to you again. So be sure to live in the Word. And live according to the word and not of the world. There's always going to be someone who in their thinking will think that you are not good enough, but you are to stay focused. The key in Luke chapter 10 is to stay focused. Stay focused on the eternal, and that you will not labor in vain. Always remember that you are a blessing, your testimony. You are a blessing, and God's will be done in your life. Be on the work inside for Him. The blessings will come eventually as you continue to do God's work. Don't be weary in well doing. As we do God's work, judgment will come. In these times, God will perfect you and help you to work through the difficult times. So depending on how we respond, we could be of blessing or of judgment. So what side do you want to be on? Do you want to be on the blessing side, or do you want to be on the judgment side? So we have to consider that and choose the side that we want to be on. I'm just basically going over, reading through my study notes for Luke 10. So another time I'll come back and we'll pray through it. I encourage you today to take in account, considering when some people are unresponsive to the good news. Don't see it as a failure, but see it as that the gospel will accomplish its purpose, whether in acceptance or rejection. So many of us sometimes are rejected, but Jesus too, he was rejected. So don't see that the work that you are doing as a failure, but see in the light that God's work and his word will accomplish its purpose. When the disciples were going from city to city and the way they were treated were important, we must treat everyone according to how we want to be treated. So we have to remember that according to what we read in Luke 10. Because the way people treat them in this way, they would have treated Christ, right? So we have to be careful how we treat others. Because if we treat others in a certain way, then that's the way that we'll treat Christ, right? In Luke 16:16, the one who listens to you listens to me, and the one who rejects you rejects me, and he who rejects me rejects the one who sent me. So don't worry when somebody rejects you, and you're really and truly living for God and really and truly doing his will, doing his work, and you are rejected. They're not rejecting you, they are rejecting Christ. I encourage you to get up, gather the fragments that remain. So my encouragement today is through Luke 10 to stay focused, and the next thing is to gather the fragments that remain. So you have things that God give you to do. You have assignments, and you know, maybe some time has passed where you haven't fulfilled those assignments, but then there is other assignment, and you can gather them up and begin to work on your assignment. So gather the fragments that remain. So that's my second point for you today. And the other thing I want to say is accept Christ. If you have not yet accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, you know, we're living in a dangerous time, in a perilous time, and it's time for us to equip ourselves and to be able to know what our eternity will be like. When you accept Christ, you will obtain the very thing that we are encouraging others to obtain for ourselves, as well as that we will all have eternal life. So accept Christ, you will have eternal life. In Luke 10:20, it says, "Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirit are subject to you, but rejoice that your name are recorded in heaven." So remember that God gives you the power and authority to trample upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing in life can have any victory over you. So you have authority and you have power, right? We are born of God through our faith. We have victory. God will never fail you. So continue to trust him and continue to do your part, do his will, and he will never fail you. and remember that the message of the gospel is salvation. We all need salvation. That's the message of the gospel. The only means by where someone knows who Jesus is if the Spirit draws him or her to Christ, and also that when we tell the good news through the word of God, then those who have an ear to hear, let them hear what does say the Spirit of the living God. Apply the life point of salvation and live. So what do you want? You want abundant life. So how you get abundant life? Apply the lifeline of salvation and live. Come to Jesus. Remember that Jesus loves you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. So today I encourage you the third thing. So the first one was stay focused. Second, gather the fragments that remain. And then the third is ask God, what shall I do? God has an assignment for each and every one of us. So we have to ask him what he wants us to do. What's his will for our life? The first thing that he told you before still needs to be fulfilled. So remember, the very first thing that God said that you should do or you must do still need to be fulfilled and still has your name on it. So no matter what you go through in life, no matter the outcome or the situations that you face, you still have that assignment, that first thing. Be willing to walk in obedience. When you show up, God will show up for you. Share your love for Jesus. Let the priest in you be the best for you. God is your voice, right? And your voice is in God. So, share the good news to the nation. Share the good news to your generation. So your generation and generation and generation to come may be able to inherit the words of sacrifice through your lips. Some may consider you unclean or completely without law because maybe they know your past. Maybe they know things about you. But don't worry about that. Stay focused. Gather the fragments that remain and ask God, what shall you do? You know, just know that you are called by God, and you may be the one that he called for the job that no one is capable of doing. Don't look at how people see you, but how Jesus sees you through the word of God. Don't get sidetracked. So that's the fourth thing, is don't get sidetracked and get into any satanic debates, but stay focused. Gather up the fragments that remain. Think awesome and build and strive to be effective. So stay focused. Gather up the fragments that remain. Ask God what you should do. Remain thinking awesome. Plan and be effective. Plan, strive, thrive, and be effective. Jesus loves you, and your soul matters. Remember that you are the light of the world, so receive it. The power of the adversary has no dominion over you. So in Luke 10, you are striving from victory to victory. You are moving in the right direction. So continue to stay focused, gather the fragments that remain, ask God what you should do, remain thinking awesome, plan, build, thrive, and be effective. And remember that Jesus loved you. So in a couple of days, I'll come back and pray through Luke chapter 10. Amen. Have a great Monday.